Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's say good morning to Jay Hine from The Guy in Liverpool. Morning to you, Jay.
Good morning, mate. Good to see you.
Yeah, back from your break.
Little break in Mallorca.
Little break, lots of little San Miguel's and,
Couple, you know, it's got to be done on holiday. But I burned one day really badly.
I saw that picture, actually.
Oh, God, it was horrendous.
And you put something on like, why did someone give me oil to put on my skin?
Who puts oil on the face? Me, after a few San Miguel's, obviously. So I was beetroot, but
not cooking oil.
No, not cooking oil, like suntan oil. One of the girls had it, and I thought I'll just throw it on. And obviously, me being a ginger, it didn't work out quite well.
Back to 50s the way.
Back to 50 all the way. But to be honest, I've gone a bit brown now.
Radio City Talk,
rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.
Africa, oh yeah, biggest celebration of African music and culture. That's free in Europe, and it happens right here in Liverpool in Sefton Park. On Saturday, they broke attendance records. 40,000 people were on site. Some amazing music, great food and drink, great atmosphere.
40,000 on one day?
40,000 in one day. So they broke their record. But obviously Saturday, the sun was shining. It was glorious. Mm. Sunday was a little bit different. It was a little bit wet, a little bit miserable. But people still showed up and showed their support. But we spoke to Paul Dehaney. It's his gig. He's the organiser. And we asked him how we can keep that Africa Oye dream alive.
Well, there's so many things I can do. I mean, buy a T-shirt, you know, either online or at the festival. Buy a drink at the bar. Every penny goes back into keeping the festival free. There's a raffle where you can win HD TVs and all manner of stuff going on.
You know, cynically, I was thinking 40,000 people, £20 a ticket, whatever, someone's making a lot of money. But as he just points out there, it all goes back into it to make sure it happens again.
It's completely free. But the funny thing is, I don't think people realise in this city how lucky we are to get these big free events, because in London, it just wouldn't happen anywhere else. And we get so many of them in Liverpool, something every single weekend. So we really do have to support events like this and go and buy a little T-shirt or something to keep it alive for the following year.
I didn't realise it was free. I've never been to it, even though I've actually reported on it on the news for many years that it's happening. But it's grown to a size now. 40,000 people. I mean, it was nowhere near this. How many years has it got?
22 years now.
Yeah, so
it's incredible.
Sort of 10 years ago, I think it was something like a few thousand people.
Yeah, definitely.
40,000. Well, 40,000. I mean, it probably doesn't quite get the recognition in the city it deserves.
I think after this weekend, it probably will, to be fair. It was hugely successful. And they bring in artists from all over the world, literally from every corner of the globe. They bring in musicians. And again, the food stalls, they had hundreds there. Just a great atmosphere. We got lots of coverage online. We got an Oye cam. That we put together, and lots of interviews with artists and stuff on the website as well. So looking forward to Africa Oye next year.
Who was headlining this year?
We had a guy called Akala who was on, and then there was another band on who, they're all in wheelchairs, they're brilliant, and I can't say the name of the band, but they're playing Glastonbury as well. So if you're off to Glastonbury, I think they're Mugwaba something. It's online, details online, don't ask me to say it.
Trip yourself up. Yeah. Right, let's move on. What are we on to now?
So we got something happening at the Liverpool Empire. Are you a fan of Green Day?
Yeah, I love Green Day. With guitars and drums.
And a bit of punk.
Yeah, go on.
They have got their own musical now, so it's been massively successful in the States, in Broadway. It's called American Idiot, and it's now on tour from the West End across the country, and it's here in Liverpool until Saturday.
Yeah, but they're not in it, are they?
They're not in it. They put it together, though.
Right.
So the cast includes Newton Faulkner, who's a great singer-songwriter. You must have heard of Newton Faulkner.
Yeah, yeah.
Amelia Lilly, who was on The X Factor, she's also in the cast. I went to see it last night. Didn't know what to expect, because you kind of think, how can you put Green Day on stage in a all-singing, all-dancing musical? They nailed it. It's very dark. It's a little bit gloomy. But the way they do it is brilliant. And if you love Green Day music, then you'll adore it.
So it's like a category of their greatest hits, is it?
Kind of, yeah, but with a bit of a story running through it. It's post 9/11. It's got a theme of that American dream. Can you get there? And what happens if you don't? It's brilliant. It's really a must-see for any Green Day fan. And it's on until Saturday, two shows on Saturday. It is dark, so don't be expecting to go and see something like The Sound of Music, because it's not like that, but it's worth going to see.
I think it's amazing how, you know, they do things at the theatre now. They take something you'd never imagine maybe 10 years ago, taking the story of a band and putting it in with a story of something else and actually going to watch it at the theatre. And you see it quite a lot. I mean, we spoke the other week, but it was that lad from 9/11.
9/11.
Yeah. 9/11. 9/11. 9/11. Yes. Absolutely. Gosh, well, this is slightly different, isn't it? I think this
is a bit different. But it was funny last night seeing the crowd, so different to a normal
theatre. What are they, a bunch of rockers?
Yeah, really grungy type people, all loving it, all getting into the theatre. So it's good that it's kind of introducing a new audience to the theatre.
You got your ripped denim jacket on at the moment.
Yeah, well, this is because of last night. Yeah.
When you were young, did you ever have those patches that you got sewed onto the side?
Yeah, I've still got them. Have you? Still got them on some jeans.
Def Leppard. all right, what else have we got?
This weekend, St. George's Hall, we got a summer art market, so this is a great one for the family. 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, we got over 140 market stalls selling everything from crafts, homeware, fabrics, fashions. There's two cafes there. There's a craft workshop for the kids. It's £2 in, but again, all that money stays in St. George's Hall, so it's kept to preserve the hall. And we spoke to Charlotte Corrie from Open Culture to tell us more.
We class them as artists, designers and makers, so we've got a mixture of illustrations, printmaking, paintings, but as well as jewellers, designers, homewares, beauty products, chocolates, incredible selection, and we've even got a vintage fair.
Sounds quite excited by all that.
Your missus would like that.
Oh, absolutely. She would. It's a proper family affair, that one, isn't it? You get in there, let the kids off. They could just go running around the stalls, causing
havoc.
Sure,
you can have a little drink as well while you're there.
Yeah, sounds
that's
quite
Saturday
nice.
Saturday and Sunday at St. George's Hall, kicking off at 10 a.m. each day. Next up is The Jam. So you've obviously heard about the big exhibition coming into town. It's a week on Friday that it opens. You do need to get a ticket to get in there. It's called About the Young Idea, obviously a celebration of that iconic band, The Jam, and their music, and also their impact politically and socially as well. And we spoke to Robin Kemp from Culture Liverpool, who told us about the exhibition.
It's a totally interactive exhibition. So as an audience member, you'll be able to go through, and it's unseen archive from The Jam. It's some incredible personal archives. All three members of the band have opened their archives up, and then Nicky have curated content through it. It'll tell the story of the band as you move through it, as well as their impact and the influence they had, as I say, around socially, economically, politically.
I'm really excited about this. And actually, next week, I heard this was happening a month ago, and immediately rang Ian Prowse, who, you know, Prowse, he's absolutely mad about The Jam. And he said, oh, can I come in? And can we do half an hour, an hour on it? So he's coming in next week. We're going to talk about The Jam and the influence that it's had on Liverpool in particular. For now, I just think it's really exciting.
But it's great for the city. Big exhibition like that coming to town. It's the first of its type in the Cunard building. It's going to be brilliant. And apparently this exhibition is like no other. You can really get interactive. So you get an app and you can download other facts and figures about the exhibition as you're walking through it. But it's going to be great. It's on right the way through until September. So lots of opportunity to go and check it out. And it's curated by Paul Weller's sister. So she's in the know. She's put it together. And I think they are heavily involved in bringing it to Liverpool as well.
Well, if she doesn't know, then no one knows, do they?
Exactly.
But The Jam, music, fashion, culture, everything that goes around it, it's going to be fantastic, that one. Right, we're moving on to Glastonbury here. And we're going to profile a local band. She Drew the Gun. Now, the lead singer here is going to come on tomorrow on the show. Now, Matty just rang her up to actually say, you're fine to come on tomorrow. She's broken down on the way to Glastonbury.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Tell us, first of all, how She Drew the Gun are appearing at Glastonbury.
Well, Drew the Gun, they've been together a few years now. They are a four-piece band fronted by a lady called Louisa, who's really cool. She's got a different colour hair every time I see her. And they are looked after by Skeleton Key Records. That's the record company owned by James Skelly and Ian Skelly from the Coral. Wirral band, really psych, dreamy type music. And they entered this big competition that Glastonbury do every year. It's a national competition, and they won it. They won the Emerging Talent Award, so they've got three appearances at Glastonbury this weekend. I've seen them tons of times. We've got loads of live footage on our website of them. They are so good live and definitely worth going to see. The big gig for them this weekend is the John Peel stage on Sunday morning, 11 a.m. So no doubt there'll be a few little hangovers, but this will ease the hangover.
They don't go to bed at Glastonbury, do they?
No, not at all.
In fact, you're going. Are you going to go and watch them?
Yeah, definitely. Well, there's lots of local bands on. I'm going to go and try and see as many as I possibly can and try and get some bits for the guide. But this is one of their songs, She Drew the Gun. This is called Since You Were Not Mine.
Time refused to pass, though sand filled up the glass. Each grain became the last suggestion of our past. The sun refused to shine, no bird sang through the night, but all the songs were out of time since you were not mine, since you were not mine.
Drew the Gun, Wirral Band, playing at Glastonbury this weekend. And tomorrow morning, we are talking with the lead singer, who is?
Louisa.
That's if she gets there. She's not the only one who's actually stuck on the way to Glastonbury. I believe there's some people who've waited 18 hours in their car because the car parks, some of them have been flooded.
I've got mates at the minute on a National Express bus somewhere, and it's they've been on there for about 8 hours so far. So I'm leaving. When am I leaving? Tomorrow evening. So I should be fine, fingers crossed. But apparently there's no more rain now, so it's just the mud that's already on the field is going to be causing problems. But no more rain for the weekend, fingers crossed.
Okie doke. This is Radio City Talk. This is The Guide Liverpool. And obviously other bands that you're hoping to see at Glastonbury.
Yes, we got a few. The Vril Society, big local band. They play on Friday afternoon. There's a great band. You might have seen them at the Mersey River Festival a couple of weeks ago called Clean Cut Kid. Got big, massive beards, but great songs, great musicians. They play on Thursday. And then Southport girl, Lapsley, who's doing incredible things. She just had a top 10 album. She's playing the John Peel stage on Saturday at 10 past three. And if you've never heard any of Lapsley's music, seriously check it out. She's brilliant.
All right. You want to find out more on any of those things, theguideliverpool.com. You can get it online. You can see Jay and his wonderful tan and everything he's brought back from Magaluf as he interviews a variety of people over the next week.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.